Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Happy New Year, and the Nats have arrived. You're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Week of May 17th and 18th. And we all know in a parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio, when the season opens, indeed, calls for a New Year celebration. Sea bass, and more sea bass. Big biscuits out there. Season opens today is 10 at 12.5 inches. Spire points, mountains of sea bass on all the structures. I'm telling you, all the people I spoke with, all the charter boat, party boat captains, everyone, especially the party boat guys, ling fishing, couldn't get the baits down to the ling. The sea bass were all over the place. Big biscuits here, man. Fish 2, 3, 4 pound sea bass this early in the season, and they're not that far, very close to the inlets. You want to bait clams, squid, whatever, killie. Hey, that's a big sea. Get a big, big killie. Drop that down to big biscuits like that. You're going to use jigs, standard Ava style, right? Tell you what's going to be hot, the 40, and if you have to go to the 60 gram Nomad design Ridgeback. Not a shameless plug telling you it's been more the Nomad Ridgeback 40 or 60 gram. But the Nats, they are in force. Hey, it's that time of year. Just put this. Now, I'm from the 60s. I'll drink DDT if it keeps gnats and greenheads off me. So I'm good with any kind of. You want to do the natural stuff, that's up to you. You want to do the skin so soft, that's up to you. But beware, the gnats are there. Jam show coming up. Hey, next segment, special guest. Whoa! Captain Wayne Cicero. Slip bobbering for fluke? Whoa. Grab that cup. Grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Really jam show. Coastal Kayak Clash. The Fisherman Magazine is back. We have a very special segment with Dave Bailey Jr., Ranch Hope Camp Edge, the first annual Levi Baldwin Memorial Tournament. The youth ones, the Camp Edge is already full. Still one or two boats left open for the Alloways Lake Bass Tournament. Got another announcement on that. So grab that cup, grab that Rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Too much fun. Love in the month of May.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's Talk Station.
Are you already doing digital advertising sales? Do you know all about targeted display, social media marketing, the latest in SEM and behavioral targeting? If so, you could be Townsquare Media's new advertising sales star. We're looking for passionate sales professionals to join our media and digital advertising team. If consulting and connecting local businesses with their ideal audience for growth sounds exciting, let's have a conversation about you working for Townsquare Media. The right career choice is all about timing, and right now is the perfect time to join our team as an advertising account executive. Our comp package is amazing with unlimited earning potential, including base salary, 401k match, and more, along with world-class training and plenty of room for growth. If you're competitive, driven, and have the ability to communicate great ideas, we want to hear from you. Reach out to Michael Rubel, Market President, at 609-910-5249 or visit careers.townsquaremedia.com. Townsquare Media is an equal opportunity employer.
The New Jersey Transit Police Department reminds you that we all need to work together to keep our transit system safe. Your attention is our most valuable asset. If you ride New Jersey Transit trains or buses, or if you live or work near a station, the power is in your hands. Your cell phone or other handheld device could be the most effective way to safeguard our system. As you go about your daily routine, you know if something or someone seems out of place. Be alert and aware of your surroundings. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. It's up to all of us to keep our transit system and our country safe. New Jersey Transit urges you to report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. That's 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois. Thanks for calling Discover. This is Nia.
Hi, Nia. It's Jennifer. Did you know that Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, I work here.
Okay. I was just double checking. Get it?
Because Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year.
Oh, you get me, Nia.
You could say that I double get you.
I guess we've taken it too far.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge on treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And again, a happy new year to all. You're back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of May 17th and 18th. Okay, let's kick this back, changing gears a little bit. Still in the Fin game, but we're going to jump back to Fluke, a.k.a. Summer Flounder. Let me tell you something. There's been some big fish caught in the back. Shout out to some of the captains out there and the charter guys that are doing well, and some of the other guys that are... they're putting in the time. You know, we had the wind, we had the weather, but there are some specimen fish out there. And one technique in particular has been, the guy's been doing this for a few years now. Finally, at least he came out with it, so to speak. And as a matter of fact, he was a guest, panelist on the George Poveromo's World of Saltwater Fishing Seminar Series at this past, January, February in Atlantic City. He was mobbed when he came out, when he availed this program, this technique for flounder. And let me tell you something, he's on the line right now. Very, very special guest. I don't know if I've known this guest probably 27 years and hadn't seen him in about 20 of those years until I ran into him at a tackle shop up there along the Jersey Shore. It's Captain Wayne Cicero. He is former on the Azuri and Pradco pro staff, was on a tournament trail, professional bass angler, and a fresh and salt water stuff, doing 20, 25 years. He's here to tell us about his slip bobber fluking technique in the shallow waters of the bay. Captain Wayne, how you doing, little brother?
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Let's just add some liquor to this real fast. Get to Captain Wayne's technique. Guy works in the shop. Years ago, back in 22, 23, I said, I know this guy. Well, I'm bad talking to the owner. And I said, I know you. He says, yeah, you do. I said, hey, I know you from... He had a Azuri shirt on, Azuri pro staff shirt. I said, you work with Azuri? He says, oh, yeah. I said, where? Down in... he says, in Florida, Port St. Louis. I live there. I says, 535 Northwest Enterprise Drive with the Seaguar building right there. We had the account at Wood Advertising at the time. Come to find out, I had taken photos of him with tarpon and snook and largemouth all those years ago. And I says, you're Captain Wayne. He says, yeah, who are you? I said, I'm the guy from Wood Advertising. Oh, yeah, I remember you. Captain Wayne, it was great to make that acquaintance after all these years. But back to this technique, Wayne, you kept a low key on it, and you're always willing to share it. And I'll tell you that you did it at the Saltwater Seminar Series. You were mobbed, man, in that break. Wayne, this technique, it seems like a freshwater technique. Slip bobbering. Now, the bobber right with the shad, Great Bay years ago, shout out to Scotty Albertson there at Scott's Bait and Tackle way back when I moved down, show me that technique. Wayne, is this a variation on that theme? Deadly effective. Can you go, it's going to be a tough, you'll go to the podcast to get, listen to this two or three times. Go into the technique with this, Wayne, the equipment that you use and just how to work it.
Okay. It's nothing, this is not new. I didn't invent this. I just kind of perfected it. People have been using daubers for years, but this really works. It sounds a little complicated when I explain it.
He ain't lying,
to you,
man. He ain't lying when he says it works. You look at his live work.
I've been testing this out for 3 years, and finally I got it down to a science. So I'm going to try to go over it step by step, how you rig. That's the main thing, is to get the rigging right. What you want to do is take your main line off your rod. You're going to use a dobber stop. It's called a sinker stop. It's a rubber one. I don't like the threaded ones. I like to use the rubber ones. You just slide it on your main line.
Right.
You take a bead, a small bead, which is going to stop your dobber when you slide your dobber on from going over your rubber bead. And the diver I use is the one where you slide the line all the way through. A Styrofoam diver, 3 to 5 inch one, is great. So then you have your diver stop, your bead, you slide your diver on. Then you put another bead on the bottom, on the bottom of the diver. Then you tie your leader, whatever leader you like. I use 20-pound fluorocarbon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use any snaps. I don't use any swivels. Everything is directly tied. Any knot you are comfortable with.
Let me interrupt you a second. Your main line, braid or mono? Does it make a difference?
It doesn't make a difference. I use the braid, of course. I like the braid because there's no stretch. And you're fishing this out 20 yards behind the boat.
20 yards behind the boat?
Yeah, just let them drift behind the boat, 10, 20 yards. It's a no-brainer. So you set that all up. You put your leader on. You put your jig head on. I like a Spro-type jig, but you can use a ball-type jig, whatever you're comfortable with, whatever color you're comfortable with.
Now, Wayne, conditions dictate whether a round head or a Spro minnow-type head?
Yes, that's an excellent question. I like the Spro, the minnow-type head. When I have a real slow drift, like, you know, 0.6, 0.5, something like that.
Right.
And if I get a little faster drift, I'll go to the ball head.
Uh-huh.
But it really doesn't matter, but it seems to work better that way if you follow that.
Okay.
Okay. Then on your jig head, you can put whatever bait you feel comfortable. Use your gulp, a Kelly, a squid, a spearing, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The part that you got to get right, it takes a little practice. Is you want to, when you're fishing in the bay, and we all know if you get an 8 foot of water, you're in 8 foot of water for a mile. It just is 8 foot of water.
Right.
So you're going to set this bobber stop so your bait is maybe eight to 10 inches off the bottom. That way you're close enough to the bottom for the fluke to get, but you're not picking up any debris or cleaning garbage off your jig all the time, like we all know when you're jigging in the bay.
Mm-hmm.
And you just take it out. Set it behind the boat, maybe 10 yards, 20 yards. Let it do its thing. And then you can sit in the back of the boat and do your thing, whatever you're doing, jigging or, you know, dragging a double rig or whatever you're doing. And these are just drifting through, picking up the fish that you already went over.
Now, Wayne, are you using a cigar shape or pear-shaped float, bobber, dobber, whatever, or are you not a round one,
I'm
right? Not
a
round.
I'm using like a cigar, it's not like a round plastic clip-on float.
Right.
These are the Styrofoam ones with the line that goes all the way through, so they slide.
Okay.
And you can use them, you know, wherever you feel comfortable. I use like a 3.5-inch one, and I use a bright color because, you know, you're sitting there and you're looking around, you go, where'd my diver go? You know, there they are. And I run two of them. Every time I go out, I run two of these. One will have one bait, one will have another bait. And it doesn't, you know, do anything. You just got them drifting behind the boat. And you'll pick up, most of the days, I pick up 3 to 5 fish on these.
Wow.
And they're no effort. I just throw them back.
Now, Wayne, adjusting the depth, though. You're in 8 feet. All of a sudden, you're in 6 feet. What happens?
It's not going to work when you get past about 15 foot of water.
Okay.
It's not. This is designed for backwater. This is designed for the bay. Because I rode up and down that bay 1,000 times.
We're talking Barnacot Bay here.
Yes,
it'll work in any bay. It'll work in Great
it'll
Bay.
It'll work in any bay. It'll work in any river. It'll work anywhere you need. You got constant water. Like, you know, I went out yesterday in that fog, and I got out there and I found 8 feet of water. I drifted a mile over a mile, and I never got out of 8 feet of water, so I didn't have to touch it. Okay, but now if I want to go back up tight in the 4 feet of water or 2 feet of water,
mm-hmm.
I just slide the dobber down, throw it out, it's done. It's no, like a no-brainer once you get it set.
Now, Alyssa, I don't want to say the company Wayne has something working with here, but this is going to be, I'm sure it is somewhere down the line, this is going to be available in the saltwater version. Again, it's a variation of the freshwater version. But Wayne, what was the catalyst in this? You're an excellent fisherman. You're a great fisherman. Again, all these years, the tournaments you've won, whatever.
Yeah.
But like I said, did you say, I just have to find something better? What is it with these fish or the conditions? What was it? With that basset hound with its head in your lap saying, come on, Pop, come up with something. What made you do it?
It's just like I was out fishing one day and I got a jig head on and I'm jigging and every 5 seconds I'm pulling crap off my line. You know, it's like you jig, 2 seconds later, you got, you know, all these weeds on your line. And I'm like, you know, there's got to be a way to keep the bait close to the fish without, you know, having to keep cleaning the bait off. And I mean, I use a double rig with the sinker at the bottom, which is really good. So I kind of took that concept, but raised it off the bottom, so you don't have to worry about anything. It just does its thing. It floats by itself, and it doesn't cost you anything, and it helps you to your limit at the end of the day, where you already went over these fish. You know, you're not going to catch them anyway. They're already past the boat.
Right.
You know, we're out of your jigging range. But what I did is I used to use, when I was in Florida, I did a lot of guiding.
Oh, yeah.
I used to use a slip rink, stobber rink, for catching crappies.
See, again,
it's the same principle as crappie fishing with a slip bobber.
Wayne, would you suggest now, again, this is what happens. You know, fluke guys, I like to try the same thing, bass guys. You want to have everything available. Would you suggest, though, keeping your bait selection to 2, 3, maybe 4 at the most, instead of keeping changing and concentrate on the fishing as opposed to, that drift on the chartreuse gulp, for example, then trying. Wayne, I got a tip on a new gulp color out, man. Anyway, I'll talk to you about that off the air. But so you're fishing more than you're changing. Now, Wayne, spot, big killies, stuff like that, small eels, still work on this rig?
Yes. I use, when it gets to the point where I can find bunker, I'll actually cut the bunker backs out and use them for bait. Take the bunker and cut like the top back out of it, like
U
shape, and I put them on and they work excellent. And the best time to use this rig is now.
You're hearing this on you're hearing this rig getting broken on Rack and Fin. Oh, with the bunker backs. Whoa, Cat. That's great.
They work excellent. They work excellent. And then you got to remember when, you know, you could put these out, they're just mind free, and you look, when the diver goes under, you set the hook and reel the fish in.
Now,
I mean, it's some. I got a lot of guys at the dock where I keep my boat. They were like, what is that? Now half of the guys, every time I see them going out, got a dobber rig on the thing.
Wayne,
you know?
There's been a few parking lots that some of the tackles I go to, I'm seeing your rig. I said, damn, Wayne must have gave him a tutorial or something.
Yeah,
Wayne, what you did at the Poveromo seminar, you were flocked. There was a flock around. I'm sure some people pick this up and are using it, saying, why is he putting that on the radio, man?
Yeah. You know, it's like, I don't know, it's something, when you're a guy, you don't pick up the rod, you want other people to catch fish.
Right.
I came up with this, I even tested this with underwater camera. My friend had an underwater camera, and we used that, and we watched and tried to make sure we got everything right. And then he came with the forward-facing sonar.
There you go.
We watched it with the because that's over my head. And he set it up, and we got the best, you know, way to set it up by watching how the bait worked in the water.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something I did, you know, it's not just like I put a dobber together and threw it out there.
Right. So it was a couple of seasons in the making. Yeah. And listen, check it out. Bunker backs. Whoa.
Oh, bunker backs are the best.
Well, Captain Wayne, thanks for joining us.
Fresh bunker.
That's the thing right now. And I tell you, some of the frozen bunker I'm seeing, Wayne, they're not much bigger than herring, but it's the draggers. That's all that's available. Captain Wayne Cicero. By the way, we have a minute left in the segment, Cap. Go into your, I understand, just somebody says, hey, man, he has a guide service now. What's up with that? I thought you were finished with that.
I kind of retired, semi-retired. I didn't want to do it anymore. You know, you get older and grouchier. And now I'm just taking a few clients out now, here and there. So I'm usually, you know, I got a pretty good clientele that comes back every year. So I figured, you know what, I was taking everybody out and you know, for nothing. So now I'm going to go back and start making a little money again.
Captain Wayne was at a photo shoot down at Bass Pro Shops. Florida Sportsman guys came out because it was a feature always in Florida Sportsman magazine, Bassin magazine. Wayne, you were omnipresent, man. You're like a paramecium. You were everywhere. So I know you slowed down a little bit. Looks like your locomotive is on track again, Cicero. So I don't know. I don't know if the girlfriend's going to like that.
No, she probably won't. But you know.
Okay, Captain Wayne, thanks for doing us a Rack and Fin, man. God spares. I'll see you on the water sometime.
Alrighty.
Okay, real quick, shoot it out real fast before the suits find out. Give the number of that guide service, River Rack. Go.
908-902-9856.
See you, Captain Wayne.
Okay, thanks, Tom. Have a great day.
Limit out, bro. Ooh, a couple of minutes long on that segment. That's all right, man. Bunker backs, try this. Go to the podcast again. I know on the radio it's tough. You don't have the visual, but it worked. I've looked in his live well. Look, I said, whoa. It is effective. Grab that cup. Grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station. Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. Buying a firearm in Washington State could soon be more expensive with what you pay going to the state's coffers. A bill is making its way through the Washington State legislature that is already getting lots of praise from the state's attorney general. It is a proposed law that would add the requirement of a purchasing permit when seeking to buy a gun. That permit application and processing fee could be as high as $200, according to some sources, and it could cost the applicant further if they're made to retake a firearm safety course. While its proponents say it will make children safer, the bill's opponents say it could add an additional 30 days of processing time by the state to Washington's existing 10-day wait period. They plan to fight it, saying it can't pass the U.S. Supreme Court's history and tradition test. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
I know the past several weeks really been promoting the first annual Levi Baldwin Memorial Fishing Tournament. It's going to be out there at Camp Edge and also Alloway Lake. Camp Edge is going to be the youngsters event. Alloway Lake, tough lake going on. It's limited to 20 boats. I think there's 18 or 19 signed up, one left. Rack and Fin Radio is sponsoring a boat out there, the Great Lane L. As a matter of fact, he's practicing as you listen to this on Lake Anna down in Virginia. This is serious stuff. But the whole thing came back to Ranch Hope, and Lake Edge is one of its Camp Edge, rather, is one of its ministries here. And last week we had Ron Santoni on from RodFatherBass.com and also the Philadelphia Bass Busters. This crew is going to be presented all the volunteers to help out with the youth tournament that day, unfortunately, which is all signed up, 65 kids strong, May 31st. And I'm telling you, very special guest right now, honored to have him. Dave Bailey Jr. He is the CEO of Ranch Hope. The last 19 years, his parents founded it. It was established 1964, 61 years strong, people. The work that is done here, for lack of a better term, God's work to the exponential degree. Dave, sorry to get a little excited about that, but I was at your facility, met some of the people. Fisher, I can't thank you enough for being on Rack and Fin, and let's talk about Ranch Hope, and let's talk about this Levi Baldwin Memorial Tournament. How you doing?
Tom, it is great to be with you today, and I am honored and excited to be on Rack and Fin Radio this morning with Tom P. I can't believe it. I've been a longtime listener and pay attention to you guys. And as a kid who grew up on Alloway Lake, and fished and gig frogs and all those kind of things. People may know what that means.
You gig frogs?
Oh, you better believe it, Tom P. And my daughters know how to gig frogs. I am a stature of the guy.
You just went up 4 notches on my hero thing. Well, David, we can go into the Ranch Hope story, then we'll get to the tournament naturally, but just a fascinating story, the unselfish work. You have 200 people. Go into that. We have a couple of minutes. Tell us about Ranch Hope.
Hey, appreciate it. So mom and dad was a local Methodist pastor back in the late 50s, early 60s, felt called to go in a different direction, leave the pulpit, and start to impact kids' lives. So he and mom stepped out in faith and created this healing community called Ranch Hope. Now we're on over 200 acres, a campus setting in South Jersey. We work with kids in a trauma-informed way. Kids come and live with us in our treatment homes on campus. We serve thousands of kids and families a year in a variety of ways, but mainly in the behavioral health field, educational. And now we've had this great opportunity to manage for over 25 years now, Camp Edge. which is also right in beautiful Alloway Township, Salem County, New Jersey.
Salem County is gorgeous.
Yes, sir.
By the way, listen, just a little non sequitur here. I don't want to put the Bailey on the spot, but he is a serving assemblyman, Democrat 3rd District. Go, how to get that in, man, because your schedule, it grows by the minute, so let's get that in.
Hey, appreciate it. We've always been about service. That's mm-hmm. how I was raised. Any way we can get involved in the community and impact our community in a positive way and be a voice for people, that's what we're going to do. So honored to be serving in that capacity now, Tom, as well. But, hey, May 31st, we're going to be on two settings. If you haven't been to Alloway before, it is a Norman Rockwell painting setting coming to Alloway.
Absolutely, yes, yeah.
157-acre beautiful lake. That's where the adults are going to compete.
Right.
They're leaving the boat ramp on Canal Street at 6 a.m., getting out there in their boats, 20 boats strong. And then the kids. It'll be from the side. We won't be in boats for the kids. We'll be fishing from the side. Really, really excited. All the kids will have prizes, and yep. And we'll have some food trucks there. It's going to be a family environment, not only for the fishermen, but for their families to come out and the kids to come out. And really, really excited. Hey, and you can't do this without our partners. You already mentioned them: Philadelphia Bass Busters,
yep.
Rodfather, phenomenal, Blackwater Sports, STC Sports.
Yep, it's
great people.
And imagine, listeners, Tom P's parallel universe here: food trucks. You know I'm there. You know I'm there. Dave, can we go into Levi Baldwin himself? What was this all about?
Yeah, so Levi Baldwin is the epitome of a kid who grew up in Alloway, like mm-hmm. myself. Kid who's out on the lake fishing, likes to hunt, likes to trap, likes to gig frogs, we already talked yeah. about. His life's cut way too short. 17 years old, known the family my entire life. His dad works for us at Ranch Hope. Known the Baldwin and the Sickler families, all just names that you know when you come to Alloway. And here's a kid who's just lost his life way too short. And so we've been looking for ideas of how do we do something positive for the community and also remember this kid who was just a great athlete and yeah. a good young kid. And we just wanted to, when it came to fishing, we're like, oh, this is easy. If the family agrees to it, and they have, to honor in his memory and get people out there and have a great time of fishing, do what he would have loved to do on May the 31st. Where would he have been? He would have been out on Alloway Lake fishing.
He'd have been at a tournament. From what I understand, he was a heck of a good fisherman.
Oh, yeah. Avid. And just an outdoor kid. You know, he's salt of the earth family, and that's really was a no-brainer for us and our team to be able to honor his memory. And you know, also now pay it forward, right?
Yep.
We're gonna raise some money. We're gonna give scholarship opportunities for kids to come to summer camp at Camp Edge.
This is great.
Which is right down the road.
Yep.
And how do we make this continue to work?
Hey, listen, not for any of that Camp Edge, Sycamore Lake. There are some bass and crappies and pickle in there. Whoa! You get a kayak on there, you're gonna get a Nantucket sleigh ride. You got some big fish.
And Tom, those pickerel, they wait till your lure is a foot from the boat, and then they bang you, just like pickerel do. But it's going to be a great time, and we'll probably have some kids out there who've never fished before.
Right.
That they're giving it a go, and they're having the experience of seeing all these other kids out there and having a good time. Maybe kids that they've never met before, and we're about that too. Let's get to meet some new friends and get to know each other.
Joining us online is David Bailey Jr., CEO, Ranch Hope, says Camp Edge. There's a sense of community there. I noticed it there when I was several times in Alloway. I'm very fortunate. I get to travel the state from High Point to Cape May Point. At Salem County, that whole Alloway's experience. People say, hi, how you doing? Can I help you? I just love that area.
You know, we say it all the time. There's always, what is that, six points of reference from somebody away? Uh-huh. Not in Salem County, brother. We're like 2.5. Yeah, you know, you're either related or you've worked with somebody or you know somebody that knows somebody. And so, number one, you better mind your P's and Q's because everybody's keeping an eye on you, right?
He's right.
You're in a glass house, brother. You walk out your front door and five eyes are going, hey, why is Dave wearing those pants today? But there's the positive aspect of that, of just knowing mm-hmm. you could pick up the phone or you can ask for help. And people are going to be there for you. And that's Salem County. That's what sets us apart in New Jersey, sets us apart in this region.
Absolutely.
And that's why we're looking forward to it. Let's not also forget those adults. They're out there competing. There's $1,000 on the line.
$1,000 first prize. Boat. Second prize, $500. Third, $250. Lunker pool is $200. Making the announcement now. Poor Howard Hirsch is going to be flipping out. Making the announcement now with some Dave Bailey on the line right now. Rack and Fin Radio will be cutting a check to sponsor the Lunker Pool. I have one boat sponsored, the Lunker Pool, because I want to see how big these fish are. I've lost fish in Alloway that you don't want to know. So I just want to see. We got the $200 check going out there today as it goes. So that's locked in, Bailey. How you think?
I appreciate you, brother. That's what it's all about. And we have had so many people step up and make this event a very special event. First time out of the gate, first time in the boat this time, we'll say. But we are just amped up, and we're looking forward. I'm going to be out there at 6 a.m. to see the adults off.
Yep.
And then we'll be back out there. The kids can register at 8, and then they get off at 9, from 9 to 12. And then we're just going to have some fun.
A lot of fun.
Enjoy the day.
Well, Dave Bailey Jr., what happens next year when you have 50 signups and more coming in? This is going to be a monster
event.
It's going to be so successful. Let's let it go, man. This is going to be super.
100%. That's the thing. You grow these things. You try it. You pilot something out. You gain. And we've seen already one of our week-long camps is a fishing camp this year. Sold out. And we said, well, maybe we add another. Maybe we should add another
Why
camp.
Why not? Let's do it.
And I also want to put a shameless plug in, Tom. We're really excited. Ranch Hope family is really excited to be joining Town Square Media that same weekend, May the 31st. We kick off our half-hour program that weekend. Our radio show will be coming to Town Square. We call it The Wondrous Story. And we'll
Fantastic.
Be on Town Square kicking it off that weekend. And so May 31st is an exciting weekend for us at Ranch Hope.
Well, Dave Bailey Jr., you're going to hear me coming. You'll hear me probably around 5 o'clock. I'm roaring down the road. For more information, ranchhope.org. David, what's the dealio? People want to find out more about this.
Yeah, two sites. You can go to ranchhope.org or campedge.org. Both of our are affiliated under the umbrella of the Ranch Hope Ministry, and both have the information on this great tournament. May 31st, the first annual Levi Baldwin Fishing Tournament.
Personal but professional question to close this out, Bailey. When do you sleep, or do you? especially the ride to Trenton back and forth. Oh, God.
I wish you'd had the opportunity to meet my father, the late Reverend Dave Bailey. It's just how we're all wired. It's just how we're wired.
Our condolences on his passing just last year. I when I was out there, like, he was in a studio where I'm doing a radio program. I met your dad, sort of, quasi met your dad. Just everyone spoke so highly of him. He was a fantastic individual.
Yeah, he was a driving force, and yep. I'm just thankful to have a couple of his genes. And but yeah, it's all about, you know, hey, if you don't keep moving, man, that gets you in trouble. So you got to keep moving. I can tell you're wired the same way, Tom. So I'm looking forward to seeing you.
See you in 2 weeks. Simon Bailey, let's rock the house. Thanks for joining us in Rockman. Have a great weekend. See you in a few.
You too, my friend. Have a great day, everybody.
Take care. Super guy, just an absolutely super guy. Okay, man, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Hey, the Kayak Clash is back. The Fisherman Magazine 7-month tournament. Let's make it rock with Dave Anderson. Grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. 7 of 10 inmates who escaped early Friday from a New Orleans jail remain at large. New Orleans Parish Director of Compliance and Accountability, Major Silas Phipps, says 3 jail employees are allegedly involved.
3 employees have been placed on suspension pending the outcome of this fluid and ongoing investigation.
The sheriff says faulty locks on jail cells may have contributed to the escapes. 2 dead, including the gunman, following a shooting Friday at a Las Vegas gym. Several hurt, including 1 person in critical condition. This man witnessed the tragedy.
I saw him come out with the gun, and he hopped around as if he was trying to shoot again. And that's when LVAPD was right here and neutralize them right there.
A motive is unknown. Severe weather leaving at least 7 people dead in Missouri, including 5 victims of a possible tornado. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Today will bring partial sunshine with a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas, making it a hot day with a high of 91. Expect a mix of clouds and sun tonight with mild conditions and a low of 60. Tomorrow we're in for windy weather that will cool things down a bit with partial sunshine and a high of 79. As we head into Monday, anticipate a mix of sun and clouds along with breezy conditions that will keep it pleasant with a high again reaching 79. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We're going to May 17th and 18th, and we know in a parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio, when a season opens, indeed calls for a New Year celebration. Again, Happy New Year with the season opening of the Seabass today. Listen, let's kick it back a little bit again. Page 18, May issue of the Fisherman Magazine. Check it out. And we're back. The Coastal Kayak Clash returns by Dave Anderson. Dave is the managing editor of New England Edition. Kayak took a little break there for a while, but it is back. Now, we always promote the Dream Boat Challenge. It's a whole other ballgame. This is a seven-month thing for the kayak anglers. Saltwater expertise required, and it is one hell of a challenge going on. Dave is on the line right now. Dave, by the way, great article in the May edition, bro. Go!
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that.
Dude, I'm too pumped. But listen to me. Here's my situation. We know this. On a kayak, no matter what make, whether a Hobie, a Wilderness, whatever, Penguin, or whatever, I am a manatee on methamphetamines. Hence, I do not fish from a kayak for safety reasons. But, Dave, this thing is really supercharged, man. 7 months, how many species, prizes, man? Go. It's your oyster.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's like you said, it's 7 months. We got, I think there's seven or eight species in the tournament. We're giving away a fully rigged kayak. It's a Hobie kayak. We're giving away that. And it's rigged out by the Yak Attack guys. It's got every possible thing that you can possibly think of on there.
Oh, wow.
In addition to that, we're giving away a Hummingbird Helix 7, I believe. And we're giving away, I think the third place prize is $500 cash. And it's really been something that's really grown. That's been the biggest thing for me is just seeing like there's a core of guys that really come back every year. They really try really hard. And the thing that I love about it is that even though it's a competition, these guys are working really hard to bring new guys in every year.
Absolutely.
Because they want it to just be a bigger and bigger and bigger competition. And it's definitely growing. And it's really been awesome to see.
As with the Dream Boat Challenge, people, you have to be a subscriber to the Fisherman Magazine to qualify. Correct, Dave?
That is 100% correct.
Now, there was a little break in the system there for a while. Got your back, new sponsors, whatever. And it's grown, It seems, almost exponentially, Anderson.
It definitely has. I think it was 2021 that we didn't have a CKC. And then we brought it back again after that. And it's just been growing ever since. The funny thing about the CKC is that there's one guy in this tournament. His name's Justin Oster. He's actually become a good personal friend of mine, and he is the guy to beat, man. He's so dedicated and so tenacious. He's won it. I think we've had four of them now, and I think he's won three of them. So, we need some guys to get on this thing that can take this guy down.
Hey, man, you got to have term limits here. You got to have winter limits. Hey, man, three and out. You have to take a break for a year. Come on, Anderson, throw that to Caruso. Bounce that idea around. Now, this guy, Oster, I see the full great photo there, by the way. But that Albie, man, and then from a kayak, Dave, the technological advances in kayak fishing, electronics, the accoutrements that go with it. I mean, there's guys out there chasing tuna with them, man.
Oh, totally. You know, I mean, and there really are guys that do that, you know, that even guys that tow the kayak offshore to do that.
Uh-huh.
I'm a kayak fisherman, but I would not take it that far.
Yeah, there's extremes in every end. Then how long have you been a kayak fisherman in your area up there in New England particularly? Has the growth been all of a sudden, boom, like a flash, or has it been, you know, incremental? Here you're seeing a few more on the water, to where now I see yaks down, and my travels seem to see yaks everywhere. They're omnipresent.
Oh, it's huge, yeah. It's absolutely huge. I'm actually relatively new to kayak fishing. I'm a surf fisherman first, of course, but
That noise you heard was my ride, people.
Yeah, I don't know. The fire truck flying by my house. But So I've only been kayak fishing for a couple of years, and I mostly just chase striped bass from it, but it was really the inspiration that I got from getting to know these guys that are in the CKC every year that, you know, pushed me to get one. And it, and I have really, really enjoyed it. It's such an incredible way to fish, and it's, you know, it's in its own way, it's very similar to surf fishing because you really do feel kind of one with the whole environment. And that's what I really love to get out of fishing.
Now, Dave, really, I mean, again, to me, I liken it to like fly fishing, right? It can be as esoteric or as simple as you want to do. You really want to get into the competition, you're going to have to outfit as per. But getting right into the kayak game, I mean, I'm sure there's novices there that, that have a ball, and also place. I mean, there's it's being in the right place at the right time and having the right bait, pretty much, from my end.
Absolutely. You know, and it, and that's the other great thing about it is that there's so many different ways to win something in the CKC. I mean, yeah, we have the three, you know, the top three prizes for the top three anglers, but we have Fish of the Month prizes. So every month of the event has a fish species of, prescribed to it. And if you, whoever catches the biggest of that species during that month gets a separate prize. And then we also have largest of species. So, you know, all seven species, every, you know, every person that catches the biggest one gets a rod and reel. So you, there's a lot of different ways to win.
This is great. Yeah, it's just fantastic. We're speaking with Dave Anderson, managing editor, New England edition of The Fisherman Magazine. Topic is on page 18, May issue of The Fisherman Magazine. And we're back, the Coastal Kayak Clash. Dave, how many, put things in realistic? Hey man, should I get into this thing or not? How many contestants are there as we speak? It's been going on now, and this goes for 7 months. But you have, you see people joining on later as the season progresses when more fish move in?
Oh, definitely. I think right now we're approaching 100 entrants, but I would expect probably by the middle of June or so we'll be up to 150 or more. And yeah, you can join. You could join the day before the last day. The thing that's really important about it, though, as a, you know, first of all, you have to be a subscriber.
Right.
But it's not like the Dreamboat where you are just automatically entered. You have to go onto the website. You can go on the website, go to the contest drop down menu, then go to the Coastal Kayak Clash, and you have to actually sign up. Once you're signed up, then you're ready to rock and roll.
And Dave, here's the thing: I was in the advertising game for decades, and the quality, the name brand, and the sponsors you have on board. One, the Fisherman's reputation. It's been around, I think, since Peter threw the first cast net there, Lake of Galilee. But they're jumping on board, and these are prime time. All sponsors are good. Don't get me wrong with you. But these are prime time, big name sponsors. When you go into a room and you're selling an idea, you're selling a marketing plan, the sponsors are all ears, and they, nothing is overturned. But man, you got Yuzuri in here, just among others, just jumped right in. Attesting to, one, the integrity of the tournament, and, again, the reputation of the fishermen.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's, you know, that's one of the things that's really great about it is the, excuse me, the, you know, the relationships that we've been able to forge with a lot of these different advertisers. You know, again, I'm a people person, so all these guys become, you know, they become personal friends, whether it's the contestants in the contest or if it's, the guys that are, you know, the sponsorships, you know, I've become good friends with Chris from Yuzuri. I've become good friends with Dave from Yak Attack, and it just goes right down the line from there. And, you know, as a former salesman, you know it, that, you know, it's all about relationships.
Yep.
And that's been one of my favorite things about the Coastal Kayak Clash is the relationships that have come out of it. I've made some great friends that are contestants, and I've made some great friends that are sponsors.
Listen, it's the Coastal Kayak Clash. You have to be a subscriber. Go to thefisherman.com for more information.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, Anderson, let me hit you with this, bro. What, two things. One, your hairiest moment in a kayak, and two, your biggest fish from a kayak. Go, bro. We got a minute.
Well, let's see. My hairiest moment in the kayak, I really haven't had too bad. I guess the worst one was being caught in a thunderstorm. And
that's never fun.
It was scary for a minute, but I don't know. I'm a weather guy, so it really didn't bother me that much. It was more just, you know, it became fun is what it really boils down to. Once the storm passed and the seas were really big, I just was riding through the current and just kind of enjoying the waves. It was actually kind of enjoyable.
Oh, good
and
for you,
biggest,
man.
Biggest fish from a kayak was probably a 35-pound striped bass.
A little bit of a Nantucket sleigh ride there.
Oh, it's a rodeo. Yeah, it's a rodeo landing anything over. Really, anything over 25 pounds from the kayak is a handful. And you know, I'm looking forward to tangling with something even bigger than that. But it's a lot of fun, and it's really captivated me.
Well said, Dave Anderson, managing editor, New England edition of Fisherman Magazine. The Coastal Kayak Clash underway. Again, go to thefisherman.com to find out. Dave, hope to see you on the water one of these days, or one of the fishermen's meetings, if they even.
Absolutely.
I don't get invited to those anymore. Hey, man, where did all the baked ziti go? Pags. He got it. Yeah, so that's my situation there. Dave, you take care. Have a great season, man. Good luck and a great job with the Kayak Clash, bro. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Up against a break. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5. For complete contest rules, visit WPGTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Coming up on This Weekend, a new survey finds Christianity is making a comeback in the U.S. and elsewhere. Who exactly is behind the surge? The answer may surprise you. Also, if you can handle stress and are willing to be compensated for it, the job of air traffic controller might suit you. There's a major shortage. And the running sneakers raising eyebrows at professional races. That and more coming up on This Weekend.
This morning at 6 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Yeah, wrapping up our last segment of Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of May 17th and 18th. Let's hit a couple of reports going to the main and the flywheel, the piston and the Fanatics Marine Supply Engine. The great Justin with a report going on there. Justin, what's happening down in America's favorite city? What do you got?
What's up, Tom?
What's
so,
up,
Tom? You know, the inlets have been hot. There's been a lot of baths. Couple fluke. You know, we're not, you know, out of the way of the rain here. We kind of get hit hard by that. But, you know, our inlets have seemed to be overrun by bass and blues.
Nice. Any size of the blues?
Honestly, anywhere from like a pound and a half up to like 15 plus.
Whoa!
They're coming through in waves on plastics and like hard baits, SP minnows, yuzuris, that kind of stuff. Later in the night, you get the monster bass, like 40 plus inches, especially on the big baits, the sluggos, especially in black, pink, or white.
6 and 7 inch, Jay?
7.5 at least.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Surf-wise, there's been a few fish. I got my first real reports this week. Bass around the jetties.
Nice.
Some blues, a lot of hickory shad and stuff like that. So that's just, you know, waiting to blow up at this point.
Okay, Justin. That sounds good, man. We'll catch you next week. By the way, how's Billy and the crew, man?
All great. All great.
Listen,
just busy.
Listen to me. I'm still pushing that paddleboard fluke tournament for the bay. Work with me on that.
I know
that,
you
man.
Are, but the way Hobie is now, we can only get 2 a year. So.
Oh, geez. Okay, yeah. Man. We'll catch you next week, brother.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Hey, man, let's jump it up to Tuckerton, Southern Ocean County, Route 9 there. Empire Fishing and Tackle right on Paccon Lake, where I'm telling you, people, there are bass in there the size of beer kegs. Okay, quarter kegs. You got to get through those weeds. It's Chris T. What's going on, man? Freshwater,
hey,
saltwater.
Hey, how are you today? How's everything going?
Good. Freshwater, saltwater, Chris. Go. You got a minute. Make it work.
Good. Freshwater is doing very well. Lots of bass being caught. The bait of choice has been minnows. Getting anywhere from 1.5 to the biggest was a pretty good lunker, up to 3 pounds.
Nice.
The pickerel bite is on fire. They are just jumping all over the place out of the weeds. On the inshore side, the fluke bite is actually starting to begin to get hot. We're a little bit inshore right now. We're going to use minnows. We're going to use clams. And as far as gulp, where one of the biggest ones are anything white.
There you
or
go.
Your shrimp patterns.
Okay, Chris, you hearing anything on bluefish in Great Bay?
Bluefish is still around. They're biting on bunker and clams and anything else you could throw at them. Striper bite is still pretty strong. And shocking enough, there's still a few drum being caught.
That's what I heard, Topinka. That's what I heard. Also, Chris, before I let you go, crabbing, man. You know me, I have to get the crabs so they can nod. Anything going on?
The water is starting to warm up. The crabs are starting to come on out of the mud. In the next 2 weeks, we should be on fire.
Hey, listen, real fast, brother, I'm going to keep my another few seconds. So the guy was in your store. He says, you have a total saltwater fly fishing section now? What's up with that?
Yeah, we just introduced that. A lot of folks love the fly fishing.
Yeah.
So we thought we would start with the fly fishing, get some folks in here, give them something a little bit more local where they could come and start getting their fly fishing
items. And Chris, you got Pacon Lake right there for the big bluegills and bass and pickerel, and you have the bay right there for the blue. That's going to be a home run for you. Good for you.
Yeah, we should have a lot of fun. Our customers are the greatest. They help us keep the doors open.
Okay, man. We'll see you next week, man. Be good.
Thank you, Tom. Have a great evening.
Hey, no reports segment complete without closing without Captain Dave, the Rave Shovel. Absecon Bay Sports Center, 81 Natalie Terrace in Absecon. Again, people, the Nats are back. Captain Dave, how you doing? What's happening, Striper? What's happening, Flounder? Go, bro.
Well, when the Nats are here, everything else is off. Yeah, the Flounder have been really good, taking into consideration the water temperature and the wind we've had. The wind stops, the Nats are out, but the Flounder are biting. It's as simple as that. Work that high tide, stay shallow. They're still trying to look for, yeah, the beginning of the outgoing is going to be the top fight, but and think spearing. I'm not a big spearing guy. You know I'm a gulp guy.
Yep.
Speaking of gulp and looking like spearing, the new nemesis, they got a four and a 5-inch nemesis that look exactly like a spearing, but that's good. But the spearing is the bait. Look for the spearing spawns on the banks where the egrets are eating, and there'll be bass there.
Bass
and the bluefish. I'm getting more and more chopper bluefish. Honest big ones are moving around. The jetties are moving into the bays. I look for grassy channel to light up. It hasn't done that in quite a few years, but I'm hoping as much as anything else, but because that's the most fun there is.
Dave,
3 feet of water and surface poppers and 10-pound bluefish is the most fun as you can get with a fishing rod in your hand.
Can't beat that. Before I let you go, Dave, the crabs, what's the crab dealio?
They're going to happen. I got all my crabbers ready. Look for possible bait shedders Memorial Day weekend, probably not soft shells, but by the next weekend, first weekend in June, all the soft shells, all the bait shedders you want, and they're coming right here to Absecon Bay Sportsman Center, where we have Absecon Bay soft shell crabs.
You got it, man. Hey, by the way, how's the lovely Judy and Sugar?
Everybody's hanging in here, doing fine. Yeah, I don't think they're going to go out. Judy's buddies, the geese and the ducks, they're outside, and she'll have to go fight the Nats to feed them this afternoon. But
Dave,
she'll make it.
Dave, I got jumped the other day with the Nats. As soon as that rain stopped, humid day, I was covered. I was covered, man. My 350 pounds of run, I was even potholes in the street to get home. It was crazy. Okay, Cap, we'll see you next week, man.
Okay, we'll see you.
That'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Get out and enjoy. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. Check out Ranch Hope, Camp Edge, the Levi Baldwin tournament. The one or two spots left. Live to the 20. It's going to be in Alloways Lake, the 31st. You're a good bass angler. You got some of the best in South Jersey there. See what you got. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio. Be safe out there. Nats! Oh, boy, are they bad.